Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Now, we're going to talk about when you're booking hotel rooms, what is the safest room to book? But first, we got to talk about you, Tracy. Tracy Walder is the author of The Unexpected Spy. Tracy met a CIA recruiter when she was in college at USC. They recruited her while she was at USC in a sorority. And not only was she a CIA agent, she was an FBI agent, too.
Wow. I mean, that's fascinating stuff, Tracy. How does that really happen?
Well, thank you so much for having me. You know, it was really kind of a fluke, I guess. This is a pre-9/11 world, and I was interested in terrorism. I had become interested in it in college. Basically, I decided that I wanted to find something or some place that worked this counterterrorism mission, but it really wasn't very obvious to me. But I saw at a career fair at USC that the CIA was there and they were hiring and they worked this counterterrorism mission. So I give them my resume and the rest is history.
Your job fairs at USC, very, very different than any job fair I have ever attended in my life. Yeah. I can just say that.
It's pretty common. They really do recruit at a lot of colleges, the CIA and the FBI do.
That's wild. And like you have like real scary stuff. Like, did you ever think that one day you're going to be hiding in trunks and delivering like information to people? Like, that's crazy.
No, I mean, my frame of reference for the CIA or the FBI, you know, really was just James Bond. You know, kids now have, you know, Homeland and Criminal Minds and all those shows. And so, no, for me, I don't think I had any frame of reference in terms of what I'd actually be doing.
And then like one day, like 3 weeks in, they're like, you know what we're going to need you to do, Tracy?
Right. Never close the door, though, right? I mean, what an adventure. Wow.
Tracy Walder, former CIA and FBI agent, author of The Unexpected Spy. So I know you're a mom as well. So I find this fascinating that you have really important tips about when you travel, the hotel rooms that you'll book, and some of the other things that you do to make sure you and your family are safe.
And this is something that they never really sit down and like tell you at the CIA sort of what you should and shouldn't do. It's just kind of tips that I guess I picked up along the way, if you will, just from being in all these different places alone, right, as a very young female. And so I think the first thing that I learned, which I know sounds silly, is to lock that deadbolt right away. Most hotels have a deadbolt as well as the security lock on top. I always recommend doing both. For me, it's just second nature, but I know to some of us, it's not. People think because we have automatic and digital locks, right, you know, in hotels with a key card that no one can get in. And I think the problem is we forget that the hotel staff all has access to those locks. So that's really the first thing that I do.
I mean, smart. I mean, it's there to lock the door. Lock the door, right?
Yeah. No question. It doesn't cost you anything.
No, it doesn't cost you anything. Another thing that I travel with, but I've also found that there's some fancy ones if people, you know, want to invest in those, is a rubber doorstop, just to, again, make it that much more difficult for someone to enter your room. There are some doorstops that you can buy on Amazon that really aren't that expensive. They're like $7 to $10. Those are metal, and they have alarms on them. It can alert you if someone tries to get into your room. So that's also something that people can think about as well. I personally don't have one of those alarmed ones. I just have like a rubber doorstop. But, you know, that's something that I recommend.
Easy tips. And if you ever have a choice on what floor to stay on, there's definitely one you should avoid. It's coming up next with Tracy Walder. So if you missed it, Tracy Walder is here. She's a former FBI and CIA agent, author of The Unexpected Spy. And she has tips to keep you safe when you're staying at hotels. So far, if you missed it, making sure you use that top lock. It's amazing how many people don't.
Yeah, it's crazy to me, right?
ordering one of the rubber stops, you can buy them on Amazon. They even have ones with alarms.
It's true that when you try and open a door and one of those is on there, if there's carpet especially, that thing ain't moving.
What else, Tracy?
I think the next thing I try to do, but again, this is not always possible. Look, I've stayed in massive hotels, right, that have 30 plus floors. So this is not always something that's possible. I always request a room between, you know, really the third and the sixth floor. If they give me a room on the first floor, I usually will actually try to find another hotel. Because I know it sounds silly, nothing's completely foolproof, but to me, you know, with criminals or nefarious actors, you always just want to make it that much more difficult for them. You don't necessarily want to be on the 30th floor, because if, God forbid, something happens, you now have to take 30 flights of stairs down. An elevator doesn't work, or if there's a fire or something of that nature. So the reality is most of us can do 6 flights of stairs. That's really, I guess, the sweet spot, if you will, in terms of security, because just as much as you have to think about not wanting someone coming in, you also have to think about your ease of getting out.
Yeah. Tracy, I'm checking this against all the action films that I have watched in my entire life. And so far, I think your information is pretty useful. Absolutely. What else you got?
The next thing, and people have become more and more attuned to this, is actually just buying some air tags and putting those things in your luggage.
Yeah.
And you can track, you know, your luggage's journey, I guess. Which I think is a useful thing.
You know, it's funny, Tracy, you should bring that up, because I read somewhere that not only do you put the air tags on your luggage, but you basically put one on your child. And I thought that was really interesting.
Sure.
Because I was like, huh, like that, especially in like when the busy airports. So how do you do it? How do you track your kids?
What I do is they make these rubber sort of wristlet things on Amazon, and you could put an air tag in there. I don't always put an air tag on my child, right? Like, she's not wearing an air tag at her dance class or anything like that. Yeah. However, when she is at like a busy carnival or our state fair or traveling through an airport, I always keep that on her. And she thinks it's cool because it looks like a watch.
Former CIA and FBI agent Tracy Walder. This is kind of veering left, but I'm curious, as a former FBI agent, a former CIA agent, and somebody that really knows this, and having a daughter who's 8 years old, when she gets older, will you let her go on social media? What age will you let her go on social media?
For me, I'm actually very open with her about social media and like what it is and how it works, because if I don't like create a dialogue with her, then she'll never feel comfortable. I want her to hear that information like from me, if that makes any sense. And so I personally am sort of someone who's going to wait until she's 13. That's my thing, no phone until she's 13. But at the same time, I want to use social media with her and show her that there's positive ways that you can use it. Because I know some people are of the mindset, you know, I'm just not going to let them have access to it at all. But the issue is social media exists, whether we like it or not. I have to teach her how to use it in like a healthy way.
All right. Good stuff. Tracy Walder, the author of The Unexpected Spy, definitely going to be picking up this book and checking it out. You can find her information and where you can get the book at TracyWalder.com. Thank you so much, Tracy.
Thank you for having me.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.